The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds!
Okay, have we changed to Jackson Brown?
No, I was going for John Lennon, Twist and Shout.
Oh, I thought we were just going straight screamo.
Oh. We're going to be doing more than screaming with that.
Get up, get up, and down with the sickness!
Okay, that sounds great on live radio.
Excuse me, I can't do that like I
used to. Hey, who sings that song again?
Twist and Shout, I was thinking John Lennon.
We should probably let them sing it.
I wasn't singing it, I was copying the scream. You know.
Wow.
Do you know what that sounded like just now? That sounded like a cougar out in the backyard.
Yeah, I was going to say it like a cat.
Anyway, today is Sunday once again. It is April 3rd, 2022. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results, if you didn't know that already. Okay, so, you know, I invent my own degrees, which means that, I'm accredited by myself.
That's delusional.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting of all of this energy, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
and an immovable object, an unstoppable force, a dangerous slayer of snowflakes, and she has learned more via than a BOS meeting and session.
Good morning!
True enough, I'm at 100 pressure.
Hey, you know what? But the BOS isn't so full of BS.
Well, it's
lately.
Not like as much BS as it used to be.
Yeah, the BS is kind of calming down.
Just sprinkly.
It's sprinkly.
We're sprinkled with cat crap.
Just a little growing up.
Wrapped in a little bird crap. Anyway.
Wow.
Just saying, the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connected more powerful than a high-speed download, 10th degree black belt and rammed celebrative Johnson.
Good morning.
There we go. And last but not least, the guardian of the magic bumper, Silent Sub Librarian of Bumper, the time bandit of breaks, key weaponry specialist, and producer's extraordinaire, Travis!
The birthday boy! Come on now!
To say it's your birthday.
Say it's your birthday.
See, we should play that from John Lennon.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And we're back. I think our trusted producer and soundboard operator, all around great gal Ashley's floating around the studio.
She just left.
She was hovering for a little bit.
She has a seventh Dan Cyber Ninja Warrior patent panic button master degree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she'll be back though.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Well,
we're getting a lot more shows, so we had to split the shifts between two producers.
You get me.
Yeah,
in the afternoon, it just waits.
My favorite.
I know. We have so much fun.
So much.
Okay. Shut up! Where are we going first? Okay, we got a couple clips that we want to play. I want to talk a little bit about election stuff that's coming up. And the Trump camp, over the weekend, they had a massive rally up in Wisconsin, I think it was. And, man, I'll tell you what, you can't make some of this crap up. You know, I'm going to play this one clip, and that kind of will go feather in a little bit to what they were talking about on the Jefferson State of Mind. And this is about 45 seconds. Let's go. This is Trump at the his Save America rally. Are we ready? Here we go. Let's listen to Trump for a second. Well, if we'll play.
We would have had a deal had the election been different. By the way, we had some great election, and you people delivered. Unfortunately, the vote counters didn't deliver. Yeah, we did win. And you know, if we didn't, I'd be the first one to stand up and say we didn't, but we won by a lot, not just a little bit. We won by a lot. Biden delivered the being targeted.
Okay, so the reason I wanted to play that is that the crowd is chanting, Trump won, Trump won. So I think the cat's out of the bag here. It's not Trump initiating this. It's the evidence initiating this. And the evidence is starting to become, you know, come to the surface more and more and more. And people are realizing, yeah, they stole the elections because now the media doesn't shut us down and doesn't, who listens
well,
to the media?
Yeah.
They can't shut us down now at this point because nobody listens to them because they lie about everything. They have lied about everything.
And they're still lying.
And they're
they
still lying about everything. And this whole idea that, you know, the election, you know, wasn't stolen and it was a fair, you know, these guys don't want fair elections. They want fraudulent elections because they don't care what it takes to keep winning. And we are seeing more and more and more evidence of that. And, more and more people are waking up to the fact that, that's exactly what has happened. And,
yeah, did you see where the former AG Barr stopped the investigation into 288,000 ballots?
So.
Pennsylvania?
It's all over. I mean, we got Dinesh D'Souza stuff coming out, and on the 2000 Mules trailer, that's still coming out. More and more we're seeing this stuff. So I want to play this next segment, and this is the new speaker. Well, she's not the new speaker, but the potentially new speaker, Secretary of State of Wisconsin, Christina Caramo, and she spoke to this massive crowd in Washington, Michigan. So it's in Michigan. Michigan is Detroit, Michigan. Maybe it's so. I think that's not Wisconsin. I don't know. Maybe I need a geography lesson here.
Maybe.
I don't know why I said Wisconsin. It's actually Michigan. So anyway, she's running. And I wanted to play a little bit of the speech here because it's very interesting what is being said. So, and I think she's spot on. So here we go. This is Christina Caramo. Okay. And she's black, by the way, for you guys out there.
Christina Caramo, your next Michigan Secretary of State. And I say your because my responsibility is to serve the people of Michigan, irrespective of political affiliation, irrespective of any other office or any other thing. You know, the current office holder, whose name I won't even say, she's not even a Democrat. She's an authoritarian leftist who treats the people of Michigan like the unwashed masses. Mm-hmm. Who does this woman think she is that the people of Michigan don't have the right to question her? Who does this woman think she is that the people of Michigan don't have the right to scrutinize the election process? That is what happens when you have people in government who do not know and do not care about the state or the U.S. Constitution. Last time I checked, according to my First Amendment rights, I have the right to redress my grievances to my government without being called an insurrectionist, without being called a big lie proponent. Who do these people think they are? They work for us.
Thank you.
writer, and I went to theology school earning my master's in Christian apologetics because fundamentally the problems in our nation are spiritual. That's the reality that we're dealing with. But even with that being said, being politically active was always important to me. And what I witnessed during the 2020 election, and what I witnessed is the media cover-up that sought to demonize citizens who came forward to tell the truth. Let me tell you something, folks. The reason why we have so much corruption in government, because of our corrupt media, who instead of honoring the First Amendment right, which is freedom of the press, for 30 years because they protect her. And they're protecting the current Secretary of State. And when we came out and told the public what we saw, we were called liars by our media, who should have asked us questions and scrutinized what we said, but they tried to demonize us. I have a right to scrutinize my government. And let me be very clear that corruption in our election system is a national security threat. I do not care what your political party is. Every citizen should be concerned, and we should have a secure election process for everybody. But those aren't the only issues in the Secretary of State's office. When I go around to people and talk to the people of Michigan, and I talk to a handicapped person who had to wait months to get into the Secretary of State's office, for many people, getting out of their car and walking to the door is easy. But for a person who is handicapped, that's a chore. When I talk to a business owner who had to wait months to get in to get their vehicle service for their company, they're losing thousands of dollars. And the queen doesn't care because we're the unwashed masses who can't ask her questions. That stops with me. That's why I'm running for Secretary of State. You know, it's so interesting going around the state of Michigan. I talk to Democratic clerks who don't even like her. So I'm ready to serve the people of Michigan. The problem in government isn't that we don't have people who don't know what they're doing or they're confused. The problem is corrupt people. And as I go around talking to citizens in the state of Michigan, Republicans, independents, Democrats, they are loving our MAGA message because the MAGA movement isn't about a person, it's not about a party. It's about protecting and defending our republic, the United States of America. So I thank you all for coming out here tonight to support us. I look forward to being the next Secretary of the State of Michigan to serve everybody in the state of Michigan. And let me say this before I walk off this stage. Everybody, get involved. The reason why our country is in the situation it is in, because so many of us have been living off the fat of the land, that we haven't been doing our job. Growing up, I always share this, I grew up with a lot of immigrants. And when you talk to immigrants, they have such a deep appreciation of America because they know what government tyranny is. Where I grew up, a lot of my classmates were from Iraq. And one of my classmates, when he arrived in our neighborhood, he couldn't speak any English. By the time we got to high school, he would share with us what his experience was in his home country. And then several years later, I saw him volunteering at a Republican state convention because he got it. We need to get it. Get involved. Save America for our children, our grandchildren. God bless you.
Now, there's several important messages in what she just said. I think everybody has realized that the election has been compromised. Anybody that really wants to look at it truthfully and honestly. There's more and more evidence coming out of the not the mainstream or the lamestream. Where it's coming out of it is coming out of places that, you know, like us, the small. I'm not even going to call myself a journalist. I'm going to call myself somebody who's reporting and trying to see the truth and looks at both sides and tries to vet information to come up with stuff that's actually relevant and true.
Yeah, just reporting what is really going on out there and not taking a side necessarily, but what the evidence is, not making it whatever you want it to be.
Well, and getting involved.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what has saved Shasta County's recall election to become what it is and what it will be even more so, is that people are getting more and more involved. And that's what it takes. If you're going to have self-government, where you are in charge of yourself, a We the People program, where we have rights and freedoms, then there's also some responsibility to make sure that you participate in it, so that the people who want to control and who want the money and who want to have the power are not the only ones that gravitate to the positions, but are the ones that can be thrown out of those positions at this point by people who care about freedom, who care about the Constitution, who care about, you know, their children and their children's children, and not about all the money, you know. And there's a lot of things that we need to talk about, you know, but
well, it's our job to do that.
Excuse me.
We are supposed to be involved.
Absolutely.
And checking and asking questions and not being shut down for doing that.
Well,
that's what we're supposed to do. That's our responsibility as a American patriot.
Well, and we've been demonized by everyone in power and demonized by the, you know, bought and paid for media. And that is turning. The tide is turning because they have lied about everything. They lied about the Russian collusion. They lied about, Hunter's laptop. They've lied about the election. They've lied about everything across the board, and now we're supposed to trust them when they lie about the war over in...
We're supposed to trust that, narrative? Really?
Yeah, I don't
trust
any of
that. And not question it at all?
Now, I'm not a Trump sycophant. I look at what everything Trump does. I have had some problems in the past with him. I don't care about his mean tweets. In fact, I think they're great. What I care about is his position on vaccines, for example. But the one thing that I will say is that after thinking about it, I think that was the only position that he could take at that point, was that the vaccines needed to come into the marketplace, because they're going to come in the market any place anyway under the circumstances, but not to mandate them. And he never mandated them, and he never went in that direction. And I think at that point, you know, we were so blinded by the media, the Fauci and our fear, that he couldn't have said stop the vaccines, even if he had wanted to, because then that would have been used against him as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Either way, he would have got railroaded on that to a certain degree.
No, I'm not saying I'm not giving him a pass on this. I'm just saying that, you know, what's happened is that the vaccines and all of that stuff is coming to light anyway.
And here's the thing that I would have to say on this, because I'm going to give a little bit of pushback on this. Because one thing I'll say that's good on his side of it is the fact that he seems to listen to his constituents.
Correct.
One thing that I see that it's bad right now is the problem is unless we get these rhinos out of there, and unless we get these people that are actively working against us out of office, we are never going to
succeed.
But
he's not one of them. He never has been.
He's not, but he keeps endorsing them, which is what my problem is.
Well, we have to see how that is. You got to get elected. You got to get in there somehow. This is not going to change overnight. The people have to rise up and get rid of those other people, too. You know, that's really the deal. He can only keep getting information out to us, which, you know, showing that the media, how corrupt it was a big deal. And so this is a process, I think, but that doesn't mean he gets a pass on everything, and I'm in agreement with you. We need to examine everybody and scrutinize everybody so that we make sure that they say that who they say they are is who they really are.
Well, and I believe that it's up to us to give appropriate pushback to him and to our elected candidates. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he was there. He was present when the first 2 weeks to slow the spread was going on. And as far as I'm concerned, he should have fired Fauci, irregardless of what the media was going to do to him.
Because
you look at, they did it anyway.
I'm not sure it's that easy, but I agree. But Fauci should have been fired right away.
Well, he should have been years ago. I mean, he's been in the trenches for, I don't know, like something like 40 years.
I think, unfortunately, like Terry said in the last hour, that this, there was a lot of good things about this, because I don't think that you would have the majority of the people that needed to wake up unless this thing had run its course under those circumstances. Now, I'm not sure that Trump planned that, and I'm not saying giving him any credit at all. All I'm saying is that sometimes things just happen for a reason, and whatever that reason is, I'm not divine enough to you know.
We don't always get the answer to the reason when we want it. But that's
my
for
fear
sure.
in politics right now and watching these things play out is we're coming up on the 2022 elections. And what we're seeing right now is it looks like it's going to be a bloodbath for Democrats. It looks like
it
Republicans
be,
are going to
be.
Take the House. But my problem, historically speaking, is what we see happen is, okay, Republicans take the House, Republicans take the Senate, things start going well, the media starts berating everybody, and then during the presidential elections, it all gets overturned and flipped because people have the attention span of a pea.
I think it's going to be different this time, and they're already talking about, I mean, the first thing, if they take over the House and Senate, I think the first thing they're going to have to do, because of the pressure from the citizenry, is get rid of Biden. Okay, he's got to go. Everybody knows it, both sides, okay? He's got to be impeached or he's the 25th Amendment, however they want to get rid of him, and so does Harris. And they're already talking about electing Trump as the Speaker of the House. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz said it last week.
Well, this is, again, to my point. The only two people that I've seen that have actually been doing anything furthering our cause are Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. I don't even like Cruz at this point.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Cruz either, quite frankly, but Trump is the guy, whether we like it or not, and he's the only guy that's going to garner the support to actually be the president in the next election.
I agree.
So that's what we have to go with in that perspective, but you don't just let it go. You hold his feet to the fire.
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's another clip from the rally in Michigan. This is Trump, and he's talking again about Christina Caramo. I don't know how to say that. Caramo. It's got an M spelled on it. Caramo.
I've always heard it Corano.
I'm looking right at the spelling. So,
well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, that could be. Yeah, I don't know. Caramo is what it's spelled on in the article I'm researching right now. So here's Trump. Let's listen to this, and then we'll move on. I kind of wanted to piggyback on this because I was really happy to hear from Rachel Hamm on what she had to say about the elections, about, you know, keeping them honest, about going back to the small precincts, you know, getting rid of the – and I think that's going to be a big push, is getting rid of the Dominion systems here in Shasta County, and I think we need to have a big push across the board to get rid of the Dominion systems because we don't trust them, you know. And after talking to Kathy Darling at length, she's all for them. I think and I'm not saying she's corrupt, even though that could be true. All I'm saying is I think they make her life easier. And that's all when you're in government. That's a big deal, is that you don't want to work harder. You want to work less hard, and you want to get paid more. And that's the nature of being a civil servant, is passing the buck and trying to get less work and more pay, whereas in a private business, you have to learn how to be more innovative to get more work done and work less. So it's exactly the opposite.
But we have to go back to the local. I mean, it's all fine and dandy, but again, we have to work at the local level,
right.
and she's part of that. I'm not knocking that at all, but in order to make a big difference, we got to start gathering the people at the local level and start pushing it up.
Do you know what I think it's valuable with what she said? Is because it's not just coming from the local level. It's starting to come from everywhere. And whether she gets into office or not, I don't think is as important as the fact of the speech, the information that is not being shut down. People have had enough of the mainstream narrative.
You're starting to see it at the local level, more and more people. I mean, I just saw a thing in L.A. County that now they're starting to wake up to the educational thing because they had something like 127,000 students leave the school system.
Right.
So now it's hitting them, in the pocketbook, so to speak, and it's making a difference.
The thing I think people need to realize is how much of this is actually coming from global elitists that are doing this. I mean, just this last week, we had the New World Order.
We're
going to
talk about that. Hold the bus a little bit.
Don't worry. I'm going to stay on this topic.
Okay, stay on this topic because we're going into the Great Reset here in a little bit. So
we will.
Okay.
But the thing that I want to say on it is when we say the global elites and this mainstream media is owned 90% of it by six companies.
Right.
And these six companies use the same aggregators to come up with the same stories and push it out. It's the way that they can turn around and try to demonize us for getting an elected official recalled and getting our person in worldwide with the same news story. I mean, this is what we're seeing. This is what we're up against. And one of the things that I'm really beginning to question is whether or not local elections are being tampered with more than the big mainstream federal elections.
I think it's tougher because when you get to the smaller precincts, it's a lot easier to see the cheating than it is at the bigger elections.
But you don't see the money. You don't see where everything's coming from. Most of these people, I've been trying to do the research around here and find out who these different people are, and I'd like to have, if anybody has a good contact information for Sheriff Johnson, I'd love to be able to have him on the show and see what he has to say.
I have no problem with that, and I'm not saying there's no money trying to sway these elections. Don't get me wrong. Okay, what it is is that money comes in from both sides, and you know, it seems like the only ones that get pointed out is on the freedom side, the constitutional side. They don't seem to be pointing any fingers at any people on the other side. You know, like, I don't know, the McConnell Foundation or Lee Salter or Red Emerson. They seem to get a pass on the money.
Well,
they're
it's donating. Funny how they became crickets. When a good example is in Selma, when he donated to a local candidate. All of a sudden, it's not such a big deal anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we become crickets.
We got to go to a break, but when we come back, I have a story that piggybacks on this that I want to
hear. Okay, so I want to stick to our format. I want to get this other thing, and then we've got plenty of time. We're going to go to the reset. We're going to go we have to cover the 11 laws that they're trying to change in the state of California, mm-hmm. and that's a big deal. We got to get that out. So, you know, whatever time we got, I do want to say right before we go to the break that Rachel Hamm will be at the Red Lion today from 11:30 to 2:30 at the banquet room. There's a fundraising luncheon. If you can get there, it'd be great. And
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
GB. LGB. LGB. LGB.
They say
LGB
everywhere.
I go.
LGB.
What it means?
I don't know.
LGB.
Whatever it is.
LGB.
Kamala, help me, please.
Please.
All righty then.
I like you.
LGB.
Beth, let's go, Brandon.
Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No.
LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon, I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
Chant
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't sing
that back.
LGB.
And you ain't black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB.
Let's go, Brandon!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Little Van Morrison. I mean, I think Van's all over this. He's got a whole new album out. That was great stuff. I got more to come from him, too, we'll just have to hold on and wait for it to get here.
There's a lot of those songs coming out from different things.
Isn't
out
that
there.
Interesting?
Lynyrd Skynyrd's got a new one.
I haven't heard that one yet.
The Florida, governor of Florida.
DeSantis? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to it.
I guess we have a caller.
Do we have a caller?
We do. We've got Rich on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. Off a speaker. How is my volume? Okay.
Good. Yeah. You're good.
Just quick report on yesterday's event down at Church of Glad Tidings. Christian Hall, Sheriff Richard Mack. One off my bucket list. I got to meet Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Johnson was there for the first half of the day. Although he did not stay for the second half, which I think was more important because I sat in on the second half of the breakout session with Sheriff Mack and elected officials, sheriffs, et cetera, in a separate room, which was not televised, by the way. Although the main event in the main hall was televised, was recorded by the church, and they'll put that up on their website. Usually it takes them a week or better. So I highly suggest people go to churchofgladtidings.com, I believe is the site, and click on media and watch that when that eventually is released. But so I'm glad Mr. Johnson was there. Soon to be Sheriff Green, did I just say that? Yeah, soon to be Sheriff Green. He was not there, unfortunately. He had a family issue he was dealing with. But so anyways, I was a little disappointed that Mr. Johnson did not stay for the second half, which I believe was more important because it was not televised. It was a private talk with Sheriff Mack, and they did let me sit in on that as citizen journalist. But we've got some sheriffs in this county, excuse me, in the state. We have, I believe they said 6 or 8 of our 58 sheriffs are members of Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officer Association. So that's a good start. Good start, but you know, we should have 40 to 50 of our sheriffs really should
well,
be members.
And just being a member is not as is all of it in a bag of chips either. I mean, I can be a member of something, and so I look like I'm a member of the Republican Party and I believe in the Constitution, but I really don't follow the Constitution. That's my problem.
Well, the thing about being a member is, you know, once they're in membership, you know, then they have voting rights and privileges for the different things that CSPOA is putting forward at state and national levels. So then once they're a member, then their voting history in that particular group is then made to public. So to be a member is still a good step.
Right.
It's still a good step. But nonetheless, a great event, as usual, Church of Glad Tidings. They're going to be putting on several events this year again. you know, big bomb sale, big names regarding anything having to do with freedom and liberty. So I do encourage that people continue to check their events calendar. And no, they're not paying me to endorse them, but I've been there several times, and they just hit it out of the park every time. It's just it was just an amazing event.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Thanks for the
report, Rich.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Have you got anything else?
Nothing else. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, my big problem with Johnson at this point, and we need to do an interview with him.
Yeah.
And the problems that I've had is, number one, he was appointed by the last administration, which I've had a big problem with, Modi and company, he might be a great guy. The other big problem I have is his stance on the Second Amendment. Terry did an interview with him, and he says, oh, I believe in the Second Amendment, constitutional, but are you for open carry? No. Will I issue any permits for open carry? No. Well, then that's saying you're for it, but you're against it. I mean, that's my big problem.
Well, and this is the thing that I'm trying to encourage people to do. Irregardless of where you stand, don't vote blindly anymore. We've been voting blindly for far too long with an R or a D next to the name.
Yep.
And I don't care what your stance is. This is not Republican. This is not Democrat. This is freedom for the United States against globalist elite that want to take over everything.
Do you know what the big deal is, though? What I've noticed is it's about public involvement. Because you can get guys that you don't trust, that have done wrong things in the past, bow to public pressure from the people being involved. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that locally here in some pretty big ways, because, you know, some people that might have voted one way in the past all of a sudden see the writing on the wall, because when they get their nose rubbed in the fact that people in the community are rising up in numbers.
Well, and my concern, like I was saying with Johnson, is the fact I see his signs everywhere. When you look up his information of who's donating to him, it's the current DA. It's Emerson. It's
that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's the same people that we just got out of
that's
there.
That's what I'm talking about.
And, I mean, I'll have him. I want to have him on. I want to have the conversation.
If
I don't want to judge
a
person.
We don't have a problem
with
that.
And, you know, I try to be fair in any of these interviews, but I do want to get the truth, and I do will point out past things that have happened that don't necessarily line up with what they're saying.
I was going to go along with what Dave had just said. You know, people need to do their homework. We've been doing this about 15 years since the Tea Party and everything, somewhere in there.
I don't think it's quite 15, but
tell
them where they can find the financial reports on these people, because I wasn't even aware of that until you showed me.
Well, let me finish my thought here. Okay. Is that a lot of the people that are starting to come forward and stuff don't know about the past with these people.
Right.
And you need to do your homework on both sides of it, because, you know, there's people that I've come across and said, oh, that's whoever it is.
Well,
that's a good guy. Well, you don't know what that guy did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. You need to do your homework and look at all of everything that's going on.
Well, what you're seeing is a lot of people are now getting involved and interested. And like you say, now that I think about it, it probably is 15 years.
Yeah.
It just seems like it went by pretty quickly. But the real deal is that we have been in the trenches for I've been studying this stuff since 1982, you know.
But we haven't been involved
locally for about 15 years. All I'm saying is that we've been seeing stuff for a much longer period of time, being involved in it, than the guy that is just now waking up and going in the last couple of years, hey, we got to do something, you know. So we've seen at past events and different stances at different events in, you know, 10 years ago that they don't know. You know, and they come up and all of a sudden they're the good guys, they're for the Constitution. Well, that's not what you said 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden you've changed your stance because of public opinion? Or is it
because you
really hold those values?
On the line, or what is it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then to answer your question, you go to Shasta County Elections, and if you click on candidates and campaigns, and then you can go to search local candidate finance reports, and then you can put in their name. And it'll pop up.
And you said you're looking for the 460, right?
460 gives everything. Mm-hmm. The 497 gives you donations that are larger than $1,000. And just so you know, for local candidates, you can't have a donation larger than $4,900. Because they passed a law at the beginning of the year in Shasta County on that. But that's what... they did that because of when Patrick Jones got elected, there wasn't a contribution limit. And because of reverse and all of that, then they decided that they needed to put a cap on contributions to local candidates. as of January 1st, it can't be more than $4,900.
As long as it's applied fairly across the board, I'm okay with
right.
that.
Yeah, it is.
It was not. We were never about getting money from Reverge. We never got money from Reverge for the recall. We raised it locally.
Right.
The citizenry rose up. They went to the events. They went to these fundraisers because that's what people wanted to do. They could see the writing on the wall. And part of it is because you got guys like us from the state of Jefferson, the Red, White, and Blueprint, you know, the Jefferson State of Mind, the Patriot State of Mind, you know, Sovereign Minds. We're all a bunch of minds.
And while we're on the subject, once again, I've heard it again, is that we support or have given money to the Red, White, and Blueprint,
no.
and you are stating something that is a lie. And I'm going to call it out. It was during the local radio show in the morning, and it's that we, you know, gave money to Red, White, and Blue.
And the survey
no
says,
no.
Okay, here's what people need to really look at when you're doing this. A populist movement has this thing called people that are behind it.
No.
So
really?
You mean
there's people involved?
When you see the guy that has 15 people with signs out there supporting him, but he's got all this money that's pouring in, versus the guy that, yeah, he's got money pouring in, but he's got 2,000 people going out and
kind of like the basement and then these big stadiums full of Trump supporters and, you know, these little, little events where a guy comes out of his basement like a groundhog. They see if he sees his shadow. He goes back in, and there's 15 guys out there with signs and circles staying away from each other for social distancing going, yay.
Well, yeah, I mean, the best part about that, too, was they rented out this auditorium for, I think the one you're referencing was for Kamala, and they have empty seats despite the fact they're separated by 6-foot circles there between the seats.
You know, I would quite frankly rather go to the zoo to the hyena exhibit than go to a Kamala Harris because I'm going to get the same sound.
It's the same sound, but there's a certain level of evil the hyena just doesn't possess.
I don't know. The hyenas they're pretty close. You know, I mean, throw a lion in there. And
I was going to say, throw some red meat in there and see what you get.
Honestly, in terms of her history, I would rather, like, pet the cute, fluffy hyena than try to have any dealings
with
Kamala. You
haven't seen a hyena lately, have you?
Oh, I've seen them. I'm just...
Now you need to watch a little more
record.
You got to watch
ate.
A little more of the Discovery Channel yeah. here, buddy, because...
If they haven't ate for a while, they get a little rough.
There's no such thing as a cute, fluffy hyena.
There is. We just call them danger
No,
poops.
There's a stanky, matted, carpet-looking, you know, slobbering hyena.
It's a danger floof.
A floof?
Danger floof.
Is that like the hyenas are floofy?
The kids know what I'm talking about.
I'm telling
about.
You.
We don't even want to know what that... Get off of that territory.
I'm just not even going to say how screwed up you are. Okay, so let's...
It's cloudy outside.
Let's go to this next Trump one here. And this features what's-her-name again. Somebody want to help me out here? Christina Kokomo?
Aguilera?
No.
Christina? It's Christina
K. Christina K. That's a good way to remember.
Yeah,
Christina.
Kay.
It's just a weird name. Karamo.
Karamo.
Karamo. As opposed to Kokomo.
Karamo.
All right, here we go. Here we are. Shut up.
These are great people. I know them well. First, I'm pleased to introduce your next Michigan Secretary of State. This is a wonderful woman with a beautiful mom and dad who I just met backstage. Christina Karamo. Christina. Come up, Christina. Is a mom. Come up, Christina. A college professor, a Christian, and a true American patriot. She is a fearless champion for election integrity. In November 2020, Christina spent days at the TCF Center in Detroit and was appalled by the cheating and the corruption that she witnessed. Christina bravely stepped forward and testified to the Michigan legislature, and I will tell you, she made such an impression. That's why everybody wants to vote for her right now. They love her. But the leftist rhinos didn't care what she said. They didn't want any part. They'd say, Trump is winning big. He'll do it again. No, no. What happened in the past? Do it again. We won't have a country left. So now Christina is running for Secretary of State to clean up Michigan's election for good. And she's pledged to deliver citizenship confirmation, residency confirmation, little things like that, signature verification, the elimination of Zuckerberg Dropbox. I call them the unlock boxes, you know? They call them lock boxes. I call them unlock boxes. Ironclad chain of custody protections. And very importantly, she wants something very simple. It's called voter ID. Does that make sense? So Christina is running to defeat Jocelyn Benson, who is absolutely bad news for this state. She's so bad for this state. The diehard left-wing radical who has gutted your state's election integrity measures. Just weeks after the corrupt 2020 election, Benson ordered election clerks across the state to urgently delete all election files as soon as possible in order to prevent a full audit. Christina knows this. I just want to ask Christina, I know she spoke before, but I was trying to get here. You know, we had very bad weather, and they said, sir, I don't think you're going to be able to make it. I said, my ass, I won't be able to make it. No, it's true, Christina. I said, what are our chances of landing safely? They said, at least 90%. I said, okay, listen. Now, we had very bad weather, and there was no way I was going to miss it. And so I appreciate all the guys. That was a rough trip. I never knew an airplane could be so rough, Christina. But I'd just like to ask Christina, this is an incredible woman, respected by everybody. And if you could say a few words, we'd love it. Thank you.
First, I want President Trump, thank you for what you did for our country. You pulled the scale off of so many people's eyes of how there's a cabal of people in leadership bent on destroying our country. Thank you. Thank you. We actually had a person in our presidency who loved our country and who didn't do it to advance himself, but to actually fight back. Thank you. Because that's what we need in leadership. You know, what's interesting is according to the state of Michigan, I didn't vote in the 2020 election. And what's so interesting of all the lies told about me, that's the most infuriating thing. Like, why would I spend all that time at the TCS Center, knock doors for President Trump, and turn around and not vote? But then I FOIA'd my application to vote, proving that I voted in the 2020 election, even though, according to the state of Michigan, I didn't vote. And there are so many people across the state where, according to the Secretary of State, they voted different than they actually did vote. But we're insurrectionists, we're traitors, big lie proponents for asking questions. But then our media protects corrupt politicians and demonizes citizens for speaking up. So I am so excited to be your next Secretary of State to make sure that no matter who you vote for, what you believe, your vote counts and your vote isn't nullified by an illegal ballot. And I want to thank President Trump for all you've done for our country. You know what else, President Trump? You inspired so many people to run for office and stand up and fight back because he cannot do it by himself. It's an army of people across our state who are fighting back, little MAGA warriors, and we're getting the job done. Thank you.
So I wanted people to hear that, you know, because you think that that would have been played on mainstream news?
No.
Well, should it?
Yeah.
You think?
I was going to say, of course they didn't play it.
It's so obvious.
Here's what I would say, though. And once again, I don't know if people can hear it in my voice, but I'm pretty fed up with people who are running for office. I want them to do what they say. So I am 100% behind what she's saying. But if she gets in office and has her term and doesn't do anything to install actual voter identification and stuff like that in it,
Here's what my response to that is. I would say that if it was 5 years ago, you'd be absolutely right on. But now people are involved and are watching everything and will call it out.
As they should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Locally, I think it made a big difference that we had so many people watching in the local election, just in that one.
Oh, yeah. But I want to call out good governors when they do it. So the AZ governor, Doug Ducey, signed a bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote.
I totally agree
Yay.
With that.
Yay!
So we just got a governor that did it. He gets accolades, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
It amazes me we have to pass, that somebody has to pass a law for that. I just...
Thank you.
That just boggles my brain.
Well, you know, what it is this divide and conquer crap. You know, it's like, just to address the one chat room thing about, well, his own attorney general said nothing happened. Gee, that's not a problem if he's lying, right? In fact, they're saying now that he actually could be up on charges for covering up that part of the thing he should have been investigating.
That's the problem. Oh, yeah. When you look at how corrupt all of these officials are, mm-hmm. And the thing about it is I've only been probably doing this now for about 4 years. I don't have the history that you guys do on this, but in my time of looking into this, from what I'm seeing, once you compromise yourself once in politics, you're done.
But
absolutely.
That goes across the board with anything. If you'll compromise your integrity,
or you will be compromised. But see, what happens is that
that's true, too.
A lot of this is a blackmail issue. I'll tell you, mm-hmm. The biggest one that hit home for me, you remember John Boehner? He used to be Speaker of the House.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, John Boehner. Yeah, used to be Speaker of the House before Pelosi. He stood up there on the floor of Congress and cried after he, went against the Republican, against the Constitution, and he cried up on the floor. Do you think he cried because he was, sadder about something?
He got caught.
What it is somebody was twisting his arm to do what he had to do, or he was going to be exposed on something. And it was probably something that was really ugly, maybe sexual, who knows?
One, this is kinda my
like
point. When you look at
Hunter
people
Biden,
like
maybe?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, or when you look at people like Matt Gaetz, guess what they're doing? They're trying to create laws so they can't run again. They're trying to take them out any which way they can.
Right.
They're berating
mm-hmm.
them
so
within the media, but they're doing that because they don't have the dirt that they have on all the other people and have them under their control. That's
right.
The only reason they're doing it.
Right.
Ted Cruz is a flip-flopping fish every time I see him.
So here, I wanted to bring this up just because I mentioned it. Huge. Former AG Barr stopped investigation into a trailer load of 288,000 ballots into Pennsylvania from New York in the 2020 election. Barr refused to provide whistleblower protection. Now the UPS won't provide the investigative report. What gives? Now, see, this whole thing as well, his own guys are, oh, he's a Republican too. Oh, I know, he's a freaking alien, Romulan. Mitt Romulan,
I like that.
It's like, oh, gee, he's a Republican. See, and then the Republicans are for that. They've been playing that bullshit crap for so long.
Captain Kirk, the Romulans are coming. Please prepare shields and force with.
Captain, we need, I'm going to, see how Carl did this week, so I'm going to do it better. Because he doesn't do it. Right. Captain, we need more dilithium crystals. She's going to blow. That's how you do it, Carl, just in case you want to do that. So.
Back to these ballots. This is a truck driver that was driving or did drive these fraudulent ballots.
That's what I'm saying.
288,000.
So Bill Barr's not a part of the problem, right?
No.
He's a member of the Trump administration. So Trump's the problem because Bill Barr didn't.
He didn't want to investigate anything.
It's all Trump because Bill Barr's, he's a good guy because he's on the same team, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't lie about
it. It's like all this crap. So you've got Trump has this civil lawsuit that he's bringing, but it's being litigated by the same judge that threw out Hillary Clinton's emails racketeering case.
Which, by the way, Hillary Clinton just had to pay a fine from the Elections Committee because they say that, oh, she did fund the Russian dossier that, was supposed to be.
No.
Really? Yeah, really? Yeah, and I'll tell you what, with Trump suing all these guys, that's not going to hurt his case when they actually fine her for, paying for the dossier.
Mm-hmm. And there's supposed to be a lot of that coming out here shortly from
this
all
is my
indicators.
Problem. Fines. You look at these
things. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you have enough wealth, I can go out there in my Lamborghini and speed at 140 miles an hour and nothing's going to happen. Because, they'll give me
a
ticket.
Why.
I'll pay the ticket and it won't matter.
Here's why. And this is why it does matter. Okay, there's what's called a preponderance of the evidence in a courtroom. In other words, maybe one little thing doesn't indicate something?
In any legal courtroom.
Well, hear me out. Okay. There's actually three levels of evidence in a courtroom. You know, preponderance, clear and convincing, and beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt. And maybe we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, because we're at the top of the hour, and birthday boy is pushing us along.
It's your birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday to you.
And with that, we're going to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
No need to run it by me one more time. I realize you have a lot on your mind most of the time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Trump took the stage in Michigan to rally his base and get their support for his slate of Republican candidates who are aiming to take on Democrats in key races this fall. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Mr. Trump blamed Democrats for gasoline prices, inflation, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He said voters can fix that.
7 months from now, the people of Michigan are going to fire the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country.
Prior to the event, Mr. Trump endorsed 18 down-ballot candidates in Michigan.
And you're going to elect an incredible slate of proud America First Republicans up and down the ballot?
President Trump plans to hold more Save America rallies in key states before the midterm elections. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden says he doesn't know how much gasoline prices might decline after ordering a record release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For the next 6 months, 1 million barrels of oil will be released from the nation's emergency stockpile every day, and the president hopes it will lower prices at the gas pump.
It could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon.
Several oil analysts caution that any relief would be temporary because Americans, on average, use about 21 million barrels of oil daily. In the words of one GOP lawmaker, it's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Police in California still looking for a suspect or two in connection with a mass shooting in downtown Sacramento this morning. 6 people were killed and 10 people were injured. Lithuania says it's cut itself off entirely from gas imports from Russia, being the first of the European Union's 27 nations to do that so far. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A disgraced former New York governor is suing the state he once served.
Andrew Cuomo's lawsuit against the state's Ethics Commission is part of an ongoing dispute over his earnings from a book about his efforts during the pandemic. The Joint Commission on Public Ethics granted approval for the book deal in July of 2020 after being told the Democrat would not use state personnel or resources. But a state assembly investigation found that wasn't the case. Cuomo's representatives counter any state employees involved were using personal time. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Afghanistan's ruling Taliban announced a ban today on poppy production, even as farmers across the country begin harvesting the bright red flowers that produce the opium that makes heroin. The order warns farmers their crops will be burned and they will be jailed if they proceed with the harvest. The ban is reminiscent of the Taliban's previous rule in the late 1990s when the Muslim group outlawed all poppy production successfully. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Vietnamese automaker is planning to build a plant in North Carolina to manufacture electric vehicles, promising nearly 8,000 jobs.
VinFast says it'll build its first North American plant in Chatham County, southwest of Raleigh, with production expected to start in 2024. It expects to employ 7,500 people by 2027. The company's building on a nearly 2,000-acre site that's about a 30-minute drive southwest of Raleigh and is expected to invest $4 billion in the plant. The state agreed to hundreds of millions of dollars in incentives.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, April the 3rd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including conservationist Jane Goodall. 88 years old she is. Songwriter Jeff Berry turns 84. Comedian Ari Spears is 47 today. Olympic gold medal skier Peekaboo Street, 51. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Stop bitching. Do something. Stop bitching. Do something. Stop bitching. Do something. Stop bitching. Do something. I hear what you're saying. No need to run it by me one more time. I realize you have a lot on your mind. Most of the time, most of the time, gotta put up or shut up, put up or shut up, put up or shut up, put up or shut up.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the
shut
North States. Quit bitching and start doing something. Get involved. That's another tidbit there from Van Morrison.
Now, I just want to say something here.
All right.
Our boy Travis, he's the best producer. He's the most amazing producer. He's a great guy. This Travis guy is in there. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Travis. He's an amazing guy.
Forget about it.
He's a great guy.
You know, that word, I won't say it just in case it's bad, but that word hasn't been addressed here yet as far as if being good or not.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, it's good now.
Well, we said it like 10 times now, so it's
yeah, so it's got to be good.
Guy. He's a great guy. The best guy.
I thought we was talking about your birthday.
Yeah, no, I changed subject, yeah.
All right, so I got one that I want to hit real quick.
All right.
So Joe Biden, once again, it's not his fault that illegal immigrants are pouring into our nation at alarming
rate.
It's
Trump's fault!
Trump's fault completely. And now,
sure,
it's definitely not going to be his fault further, as the Biden administration prepares to reportedly announce an end to the border security policy from former President Trump's administration. The Department of Homeland Security braces for as many as 18,000 migrants attempting to illegally cross the southern border per day because of the policies that were in place to turn them back and have them wait in asylum in Mexico rather than have them come here and wait for asylum and then slowly be released.
But didn't you use illegal in that sentence?
Yeah, you know.
The big thing on Trump, the big post on Trump this last week was? He ate a jalapeno pizza in the Netherlands, I think it was, and had gas. And, you know, they thought he might have to go to the hospital because you know, it almost killed him, and it was a dangerous jalapeno pizza.
Okay.
April Fool's was a couple of days ago.
No, actually, that's totally true. He was eating a jalapeno pizza with the troops, and he was like, it might have killed him. I mean, he was not looking really good there for a while, and then I guess he passed a big load of gas there somewhere along the line. I guess the media just missed that, and you know, he was broke out into sweats, and he started complaining about the pizza, and it's like, wow, you know, that was the big news for the week for Biden.
Well, at least he didn't crap himself like he did at the
Well, that we know about. He wasn't in the
hospital. He had his depends on.
Allegedly
crossed
himself with the Pope.
It gives you a new meaning to the phrase, the hot seat. Just saying. All right, moving right along.
Wow.
Okay, we got to touch the Disney thing a little bit here. We have to touch the Disney thing because I can't. You know, I got to say, when I was a kid, I loved Disney. Okay?
They used to have a Disney weekly show and everything.
Walt Disney every Sunday night. Sunday night. And then Discover the World and all the different, you know, and Scarecrow and Old Yeller. And I loved Disney.
I'm going to let you say whatever you want, but then I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. And then you can say whatever you want on that.
But
cut his mic and then we'll play it. Oz didn't give nothing to the Tin Man.
But now Disney is like way off the charts. But they've been that way for a while, actually.
Well, this week they came out with their executive producers and these LPGQ, XYZ. I don't even care. Okay.
My kids won't watch Disney. It's not going to happen.
I completely got rid of the channel this week because, you know, I've always had a soft spot for Disney, but the more you learn, the more you figure out what's going on, the more you see, the more if you're letting your kids watch it, you're crazy because they are injecting by their own words, you know, and they got all upset about this supposedly you can't say gay in Florida, which is complete crap. The bill was passed so that would protect kindergartners, you know, 5-year-old to 8-year-old or whatever it was from being sexualized with anything in the schools.
As long as we're just playing the word games, I'll say it's the anti-groomer bill. And then if we want to turn around and combat on that, we can actually go about the actual bill name called the Parental Right to Know and the fact that they don't want classroom instruction from 4-year-olds up to 9-year-olds about any type of sexual activity.
Wow, what a bunch of nut jobs that don't want their kids sexualized when they're 4. Really? And then did you watch they captured a couple of these guys on a Zoom call stating what they go back if you haven't watched the Zoom calls, watch them. These people are, well, we want to make sure that 50% of our content is showing the people kissing in the background, gay guys, whatever, you know. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, they want 50% of their leads to be gay or minority or something else, and they want to start pushing this agenda more and more on children. This is the problem.
Do you know what the percentage of transgenderism is in the country right now?
2% or less?
0.008. That's from a study done by a medical place.
Well, and my problem with it is when you have these instances like this whole sports fiasco. When you have these instances of, like, the sports fiasco, you're incentivizing people to become world athletes.
This is an agenda. This isn't about the kids. This is about an agenda. Why would they die on a hill like this? Because the parents are not going to put up with this crap.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, like, in L.A. County. That's why so many – I'm not sure if it's just L.A. County. So many people are leaving the system with their kids.
Right.
And it's becoming a financial piece to it. I mean, again, the government or Disney shouldn't be involved in our kids' education. Any way you look at it.
Disney has been doing this for a very long time.
Yes,
they have. All you have to do is look at The Lion King, and it spells out sex when you have Simba who ends up jumping on the ground or laying on the ground and the dust comes up and spells out sex. And then they're like, oh, no, we didn't mean that.
Right, but
it meant SFX for our new sound thing.
But they do.
So that's why we did that.
So we just
happened to have a porn image in one of our cartoons. Don't worry. We removed that. Oh, we just happened to have a phallus in the
only ones. It's so rampant out there that the parents and grandparents, everybody needs to get involved and look at this stuff. It's not just Disney. Yeah, Disney's a big one, and I'm not giving them, you know, that they shouldn't, people shouldn't ban them.
Known child sex predators who have taken advantage of children and got rehired to Disney.
Well, I also
think
see
about
the one
that.
Guy that's the hired as the CEO, he was on the Lolita Express, it looks like,
too. But Disney's one of the six you know, that control everything.
Well, the mainstream media.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's part of it.
It's everywhere, but
exactly.
This is blatant. They got caught on a Zoom call stating their positions, whereas before they'll just lie about it. Oh, that's not really our position. Like Dave was saying, they got caught in their Zoom meeting. It was leaked, and now it's out on. I'm telling you, get rid of your Disney Plus.
I get rid of Disney, but also look at everything else that the kids are getting.
It's hard
I'm sorry, but...
Well, here's the problem. You can't see everything because there's too much coming at you from too many places. That's the problem. So you got to identify what you can, get rid of it. We're down to almost completely shutting it off and then picking and choosing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only way you can
do it. It's not even just for the kids. When they had the Gina instance where she ended up coming out and saying, hey, don't hate your neighbor, and they fired her and said, we're not going to work with you based upon that. That's the time when I turned it off. I'm not watching it as an adult.
We're down to the Tuttle Twins. I think that's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
That teaches freedom and entrepreneur skills and things like that.
Their books are good.
We're down to the Tuttle Twins. We're down to Read 'Em and Weep, which is a YouTube thing about a farm. And then what's the other one? White House on the Hill.
But we're not, and this is the point. You have places like the Daily Wire. We have places like the Daily Wire now that are over this next year are going to start creating children's content.
What I'm saying is that's all we're allowing our kids to watch at this point.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying is parents have to pretty well just cut everything off and be selective of what is introduced to the children.
You can't see it all. And these guys are tech savvy. You know, they
go,
I mean, our kids, you know, they went to our STEM. They're tech savvy. They know more about tech on some things than I do. And I've been in the computer industry for 30 something years. You know, they are tech savvy. So you've got to be really careful about, and you can't screen it all out, even if
you're you've got to lock their stuff down and then just allow permission.
Well, that's easier said than done, but I understand you're right.
So in the case of Disney, my tinfoil hat's on now, okay? We are in a world that still doesn't have any answers whatsoever about Epstein or anything else that took place with that.
Well, they're still trying, Ghislaine.
But here's the interesting thing.
They tried to throw it out the other day. The judge wouldn't allow it.
Here's the interesting thing. Somehow, for the last 60 years... Florida has Disney's location as a sovereign place to where they can self-govern themselves. This is an article from NBC6 in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Four Disney employees among more than 100 people arrested as part of a human trafficking operation in Florida.
Right.
When you start looking at these governance places, like apparently they could self-govern themselves.
Well, I think that they're pulling the plug on that too. Ron DeSantis was pulling the, so they're getting rid of that too as part of the bill. So I want to go back and then we want to move on. Okay. Cause we could go for a long ways on this, but I wanted to make sure it got mentioned on the show. But what I want to talk about is the totality of all that's going on right now with the elections. Okay. You've got everything coming out that the elections were rigged. You've got Durham's investigation still going on. They're looking into the Hunter Biden laptop now is coming to the surface. I mean, when you look at what everything that's going on out there across the country, you know, the MAGA rallies, the waves, you know, people getting involved in the government, we're probably in the most interesting time, but it's also becoming the most good informational time as well, because people are all fleeing the mainstream sources that have any sense, and it's becoming a huge movement across the board. Nobody believes CNN, MSNBC.
It's starting to go back to the
people.
That's
right, exactly, because they've lost their grip on the narrative, and you're seeing that on a worldwide basis. So there's hope, is what I'm saying. And because people are starting to investigate, they're starting to get involved, they're starting to understand, they're running for office, and all of this other information that they've been trying to hide. You know, you look at the Hunter Biden laptop. So the New York Times hit it for 2 years. We all knew, okay? They hit it for 2 years, and then all of a sudden they come out with it, and you have to go, why? Why would they do that? Why all of a sudden? Why now? And what I come up with is, and maybe I'll be wrong or proved wrong, what I come up with is, Durham's investigation or somebody's investigation underlying said, you better come clean with this stuff because they're going to be called out for aiding and abetting. They're going to be called out for hiding evidence. They're going to be called out for squelching the evidence and accessory to whatever. You see, otherwise, why would they do it?
I have a different take on it. Because I believe the only reason they've done it, did you see that video where you have Matt Gaetz, who is there with the head of cyber, and he is questioning him, hey, where's the Hunter Biden laptop?
That's what I'm talking about.
Sir, I didn't come here to talk about that.
That's
he has the mic drop
moment. You're
making
my point. You're making my point.
But here's the thing. He has the mic drop moment at the end of that four-minute grilling video to where he says, I have a copy of it, and
I'm
submitting it in.
That's well, that, but and we don't know if it actually got submitted in to the record because Nadler had to go back and say, well, I got to look into this because he's getting all nerved out. They've got copies of it. They know what's on there. And I think the guy that originally had the computer was smart enough to make a complete copy before he turned it over to the FBI.
Dude, he was scared he was going to get killed.
Yeah, that was probably, you know, why he did it, because he needed to have some kind of protection. I mean, what else would you do?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that's all coming out, and what I'm saying is the Washington Post comes out with it, New York Times comes out with it first. Why? They wouldn't come out with that unless there's some pressure being brought to bear on them, because they're the enemy at this point. So I'm saying that those guys are under criminal investigation as well, and that's why they released the information at this point.
I think they're still trying to play same old games. I think they're trying to play cover stories for the fact that it may have been entered in. And if it's not been entered in, it's close.
Well, what they're trying to do, too, probably, is trying to protect Biden. But Ron Johnson comes out with the bank records the other day that shows the transfers from the Chinese company to Hunter Biden to their accounts and going to Joe. They got these guys. I mean, he is compromised. There's no question about it. And that's why I'm saying, otherwise, you know, we're talking about indictments on Hunter, and then is somebody going to squeal? I think that the point being on this total thing that we're talking about, all of this information, is that this election is going to be a pivotal moment in history, because we need to get these guys out of there. Everybody knows it, and then get people in there who are going to prosecute them. And I think that's what this is really all about.
Yes.
Yes. I don't
exposure.
Think until we end up taking back the country, taking back the House, taking back the Senate, and putting pressure on these judges, especially these corrupt judges, and hopefully getting them out of there once we get a decent president back in there. Once we end up doing that, then we'll see change. But until we hold their feet to the fire,
we have to hold all of them, not just the judges. We got to hold all of them across the board on this. That are involved.
Look what's happening with the Stephanie Bridget thing here in town. Okay, we're running guys against them because people have had enough. Because the next stage of this is a lot uglier than replacing them and getting people with integrity in there. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to go to the next stage. We need to stop this now. We need to get America back. We need to get back to honesty and integrity in our electoral electorates. And we need to be involved. That's why stop bitching and start doing something. And that's the real message here.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I think that was a mic drop moment, at least in my own mind. And so let's move on. Let's talk about global fascism. Let's talk about the Great Reset. But I don't know if I want to do that first. I also want to talk about California. And let's talk about, this has to get out there. We've got 10 bills in California it's actually 11 bills in California about to be voted on. And it's very important that we cover this, that California is being destroyed by unthinkable bad laws. And then there's a video here. You can go to Need to Know News on this if you want to look it up.
And they're leading the charge with these for the rest of the country.
Yes. And there's a place called the Unity Project, which has a bunch of good people involved, Malone and a bunch of them. That's at the unityprojectonline.com about taking action against these bills. And so we want to cover these bills a little bit. SB 866 would allow kids 12 to 17 to get a COVID vaccine without parental consent. This is what
they're already doing that.
This is the problem, okay? So we had Philip in the chat room, which, you know, I got no problem with Philip, but when he says, oh, it's on both sides. No, we're talking about the Democrats here in California that are so corrupt. This is the bills that they're trying to pass. This is, so I'm not saying all the Republicans get a pass. I don't like a lot of them. I don't like Dolly. I don't like, what's his name up there in Alturas? Jim. I don't like a lot of them. But
I don't look at the person by their party.
But you don't overlook the corruption in Sacramento, because there's a few bad eggs over on the other side, or there's a bunch of bad eggs. Okay.
Okay. Before you go on, I got to point out, if you look at this, this is most all of them are centered around health and children. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, geez, is there a problem? Yeah. So these guys aren't trying to steal the children, because this is why when we go back to the Disney, this is why they're dying on this hill. They're seeing themselves losing, and if they don't co-opt the children to get into their Marxist ideological bull crap, you know, kind of like all these halfwits coming out of college now that are educated beyond their own intelligence, you know, that can't see the truth, you know, if it was pinned on their shirt and tattooed on their forehead, which in the future, if we keep going, there might be a tattoo on their forehead. Who knows? So the next one is SB 871 adds the COVID-19 injection to the, and I haven't read these yet, by the way. I just got this pulled up this morning. Adds the COVID-19 injection to the list for public and private schools, regardless of FDA approval. No personal belief exemptions are allowed, and the medical exemptions are very rare. Now, I think this is being introduced by Pan, and, you know, I'm not talking about Peter. I'm talking about I can't think of his first name. I'll probably come across it here down in Sacramento, who is an evil, rotten piece of crap because anybody who would promote this has got a frickin' screw loose in his head, okay? And this isn't about authoritarian takeover by government, is it? Yeah.
No, nothing to do with
fascism. Okay, and we're going to go more into that, too. So SB 920, and you can probably Google these and get them anywhere. You can get them online. I got these particular set of sites off of Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin, if you want to go there. Number three, okay, we've got SB 920 authorizes the medical board to inspect the doctor's office and medical records without patient consent.
Oh, you think there's a problem?
That's really okay. That violates the HIPAA law, right? It's only thing. Yeah. Oh, we only want you to have,
that's for everybody else, but not for us.
Exactly.
We're the one that needs to look at this information and tell you what you should know.
SB 1018. Would require online platforms to be more transparent about how information is pushed out to consumers. So what does that translate
into? I was going to say, exactly what does that mean? That we censor it and tell you what
that's
is exactly, good to go out?
That's exactly what it means.
And you're going to like it and be happy?
Of course you are.
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, you're a shill for the government and you do what you're told.
Oh, thank you, master.
And fashion, you know, Gavin Mussolini down there, what a guy. You know, he's a great guy. He really is. All right. And so I was going to – I got my computer's glitching out here. Hold on a second.
The next one is SB 1184.
Yeah, go ahead.
Authorize school health personnel to disclose child's medical information to a third party without consent from the parent. Do you see a pattern here? It's always get rid of the parent. Get rid of the parent. Get the parent out of the equation. And we'll take care of the children for you.
There's a problem with that?
Yeah, pretty soon, no parent. You just, you know, let the government do everything for your children. It'll all be good.
You know, what's interesting is that I can't get to my homepage on Facebook.
Okay.
I was trying to get there because I had something that I wanted to go over, but they won't let me go to my homepage here for some reason. Let me see if I could do it another way and get there by skirting their crap. Okay, so let's go back, and then I'll come back.
Well, we're almost to a break, too, so...
Isn't this crazy? They won't let me go to my homepage.
I don't know. I don't go to Facebook on my new computer.
Well, I do a bunch of stuff there. I got to my
homepage. No, I don't do it on my new computer.
Okay,
the reason
I was going to go over this stuff is I was going to show you how that I posted something actually very benign that had nothing to do with, all this stuff I'm scrolling down to.
And they said not factual or whatever.
Well, here it is right here. It says, okay, so I posted, Russia has been cut off from CNN and Facebook. The U.S. is now working on cutting them off from McDonald's and Coca-Cola. If this keeps up, Russians will soon be the healthiest They'll be the healthiest and most well-informed guys.
That's probably
okay, in the world.
True statement.
So the fact checker said this is missing content.
What's missing?
Here's what's missing. Fact check. Pornhub did not stop service to Russia. Lead story.
Oh. Oh, jeez, Louise.
Yeah. That's like,
so let's go completely off the charts.
So the fact checkers say that because they were cut off from CNN and Ace, and
because
and,
they're still Pornhub,
and
it's all good. How could you lie about it?
They didn't get cut off from Pornhub, right? It's like, what are these people? They're so screwed up. So let's go to a break.
Are you sure they're even people? But I mean,
well, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. We'll do the last of this SB stuff. This BS. It should be at BS.
It should be.
The SB BS.
CABS.
And then we'll get to the global reset in the last 15 minutes is kind of, or suitor.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Lift sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails. Ain't worth a lot of money, and it damn sure ain't for sale. Good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. My granddaddy's gone. He bought it new out of the Sears Roebuck catalog. It shot many shells over the back of an old bird dog. It backed the burglar down when Grandma took the safety off granddaddy's gun. Just an old double barrel 12. Stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. Wouldn't mean what it means to me to no one. I can still hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. A gun's like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. Taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Groff. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Finally, Springfest is back. ION Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual Springfest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosh, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects, providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
Never did.
that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening, for the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round.
Sovereign Minds.
All day, that's a good song.
Isn't that a great song?
Great song.
I love America.
I love a lot of music.
Yeah,
I like music.
I do too.
Yeah.
We have a pretty well-rounded show here as far as musical content. Wouldn't you say, Travis? I'm not going to ask the other two because they're going to just figure out a way to make me feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to our show here. You're listening to KCNR1460.com or 1460 on the AM. Or 96.5 on the FM?
Yeah.
Oh, there you have it. Okay. So I want to go back to our where were we? Let's go back to the fascism and the global reset. Okay, so what I want to do, here is Robert Malone. Or no, we were going to finish the California stuff.
How did we get to the reset?
Hold on a second. Hold the bus.
You're not even at the train station
yet.
You should
have said something like, I'll do the thinning around here, Babaloo. No? All right, so where are we at?
Exit stage left.
Even. Okay,
we
so.
Which one?
COVID-19 tests, medical tests, blah, blah, blah. Because it's a trap form, so transparent. Authorizes school. So this is SB.
1390 is the next
one. Is that the one we're on?
Yep.
SB 1390 prohibits any person, entity from making statements government deems untrue or misleading by any means, including on internet and ads. Now, boy, if that's not a loaded censorship.
Yeah.
Really?
Anything
the High Star Chamber Court says is bad. Kind of like that fact checker thing. Well, they're not really just information. They still got Pornhub.
So and you're a liar! Liar!
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in 10 years. But that's what they do. They're gonna say, oh, you know that little thing about the science and the vaccines and, you know, all that information that you've been getting from professionals? Nah. You know, we don't, that's
they didn't stop travel to Epstein Island. What's your problem?
Oh, and by the way, we're going to put you in jail for that because you said it too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, they're not out of control down there in Sacramento, are they?
Oh.
And Pan's not an evil piece of crap, is he?
All right, SB 1464 would force law enforcement officials, including independent sheriffs, to enforce public health orders or lose their funding.
Wow. Okay, so in other words, you do
what
you're told.
Or we take your money.
Or no, we're not going to give you your money back after
we've
taken
true,
it.
That's true, yeah. We take it, and then we give it, and now we're just going to keep taking, and you're going to love it.
And you'll own nothing and loving it.
Yep. And love it.
Yeah, that's right.
And here's your Musketeers.
Winning! Okay, so the next one. Okay, SB 1479 would require schools to continue testing and to create testing plans. So do they want to test you?
Test? What are we testing?
For COVID. We're going to test you. We're going to continue to test you. Because,
with COVID or
yeah, because
is this other things?
We know
what
that the COVID tests aren't accurate and, you know, it's like a bend the knee thing and you'll just keep having COVID no matter what forever because that's what the tests will tell you. And so everybody will continue to have COVID. And if they continue to have COVID no matter what will happen? Get that mask back on. Get your vaccine passport. We want to know wherever you're going. We won't give you your money back. If you don't like what we tell you, then we'll probably prosecute you or not give you your money.
Can you see another emergency coming?
No.
No, not at all with all this, right? No more emergencies with COVID or any illness, right?
Please, can I have some more grill?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just waiting. Unleash me.
They're not even asking for our dead yet.
I'll think about giving you your rations
pudding?
This week, you slimy little thing. You. Really? Yeah.
All right. This one. Go ahead. It's in our wheelhouse. AB 1993 would require all employees, including independent contractors, to show proof of COVID-19 vaccine to work in California.
Isn't that a vaccine passport?
You'll
own nothing, you unwashed mass, and you'll like it.
Yep.
Be interesting to see how closely that works out with ID 2020.
I'm not sure what ID 2020
is. Yeah, what is ID 2020?
It can't be good.
Oh, ID 2020 is just your digital footprint and fingerprint that they want to have everybody have. It's basically the passport.
It's kind of they want to put it on your hand or your forehead type thing.
Yeah, a tattoo on your forearm. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, they are talking about tattoos, but you can pick the design.
Oh, I get to pick my letters and my numbers?
No, you can have a pretty dinosaur.
Well, you'll like it too. You'll like our tattoos all over you because it makes you look so fashionable.
Wow.
Yes, well, you're nothing.
Not that they want to know what you're doing and where you're doing.
All right, finish up on this because I've got a bunch of stuff.
And you'll like it.
Misinformation. Move along.
Would you like a cigarette? No.
Nope. No pancakes either.
How about a waffle? I like tater tots.
Mustard on the dog.
Mustard's off the dog. Okay, so we're at AB 1797. I mean, we got to laugh about this stuff because if you really look at the full, what they're trying to pass here, these guys are, I mean, this is like stuff you, revolt over. You know, when they try to co-opt your kids, take all the information, all your news sources, let's just get rid of the Bill of Rights while we're at it. Yeah. You know, we know where you travel.
No, we don't need to get rid of Bill of Rights. You see, companies can encourage you forcefully. Anything they want to do through a public-private partnership, that's all.
You like Bill of Rights? Yep. You like the Bill of Rights, no?
We are going to control everything.
You own nothing and you like it.
You shut up. Go to Gulag now.
Okay. So.
No borscht for you.
No borscht. No pimeni, the pibiloshek.
No,
pirozhki.
No.
No, you get cold winters and you no socks. So,
AB 1797.
Okay, right. Creates an immunization tracking system giving all government agencies access to your vax records of all people. Do you think this kind of lines up with this global reset that, oh, by the way, Gavin Mussolini down there just happens to be a member of, and Klaus Schwab brags about him being one of his students.
Oh, here, while we're on that for just a second.
This is very scary.
You think?
It's really scary.
Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, Chelsea Clinton, Ivanka Trump, Dan Crenshaw, Uma Abedin, Nikki Haley, Samantha Power, Ian Bremmer, Bill Brower, Jonathan Soros. Imagine that.
They've all gone to some school and they'd like.
There's a few names in there that's a little disturbing.
No, nothing at all. I mean, yeah. And then for social media, it's just Bill Gates, Stephen Ballmer, Jeff Bezos. You know, just small guys like Zuckerberg. Forget about it.
We need to take a trip to Fantasy Island while we're at this.
Yeah.
That's just two paragraphs on about 10 pages long of people that you would know and recognize their names of the people that are behind this, all heavily in with this BlackRock stuff.
The Klaus Schwab. Who is this Klaus Schwab dude?
Yeah,
who is he? Maybe let's do the last one, and then we'll go on to Klaus Schwab because he's so nice to talk to sometimes.
AB 2098er would reclassify the sharing of COVID-19 misinformation by doctors and surgeons as unprofessional conduct, and that would result in disciplinary action. We'll yank your license. You say anything that goes against what we tell you, cross it out on the chart, put what we tell you to, otherwise you're out of here.
Well, yes, just the misinformation plan. Yes, we have to have an experiment on you now.
You said that you did not recommend the three masks that Dr. Fauci said that you recommended, so we have to
take you out. He's like a German that married a Russian or something. He's like cross-pollinated there.
Thank you.
Yeah, his eyes are going to start rolling.
Okay.
They go around in circles in a minute.
Now, meanwhile, interestingly enough, on March 29th, we had the BlackRock CEO says Ukraine invasion could be used to accelerate use of digital bank currencies as part of the growing push for state-controlled digital currencies.
That could never happen. Come on, shut up. Be quiet.
Come on.
All right,
how come that name comes up a lot? That must be misinformation.
Don't worry. The same guy says president of BlackRock investment firm warns an entitled generation needs to brace for a stock of shortages and higher inflation. Experts warn Americans will pay an extra $433 a month for basic goods this year.
You will have enough food and you will like it too.
He also suggested that we might end up seeing $200 per barrel gas prices.
No.
Really? Yeah. And
stay at home and watch the Disney Channel.
Right now.
Yeah. And plug in your electric car.
We were at $103 a barrel, and we're paying close to about $6 a gallon for gas. So if we go to $200, it's just only about $12 a gallon.
I'm shooting for $14. Oh, boy. Do we have a
just
caller?
Get a plug in. We do. But
hurry up, Lori. Hurry up, Lori. We're moving fast here, so.
I know you are. Here's my fast synopsis from yesterday, Chris Ann Hall. She used to be an atheist and a eugenicist and a socialist, and she's come all the way around. My one fast takeaway from the whole day event yesterday is she got into it with a lawyer in Florida. They weren't agreeing on terms, and here's what she said about the lockdowns. He was trying to say that. We're not really taking anything from you. It's just a temporary thing. She goes, really? Where do you live? I want to borrow your vehicle because I'm having a personal emergency. I won't take it for very long. I don't know, maybe 2 weeks. And so her whole thing is, like, this isn't how it's going to work. You can't just say, oh, and I'll bring it back to you later. No, you've taken our rights. You don't get to borrow them or say it's only going to be a temporary thing. No, you've stolen from all of us. So that's the takeaway from Chris Ann Hall yesterday at the Glad Tidings event.
You will own an electric vehicle and you'll like it.
Be sure to charge up at the station.
We got to go because we got Klaus on deck here. So.
But we threw the switch and you don't get to charge
all right,
today.
So are we ready to go? This is actually Robert Malone, and this starts out with the World Economic Forum. And what Malone is saying is he's cutting through the crap here. Guy's a really smart guy. But he's cutting through the crap. Are we ready to go in there, Travis? All right, here we go. This is Robert Malone talking about the World Economic Forum. I think it starts out with a little Klaus here. Let's go.
The goal of positioning private corporations as the trustees of society to address social and environmental challenges. During the pandemic, we've seen American leaders and leaders around the world from the World Economic Forum toe the COVID line with more vigor than anyone else.
Vigor is a kind word.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Heavy-handed totalitarianism would be the word
that
I would use.
Well, of course.
So let me comment on that a little bit.
Sure.
There's a quote that's attributed to Benito Mussolini regarding this logic of public-private partnerships and the fusion between the corporatists and the state. He has a term for that. He calls it fascism. Okay? The originator of fascism explicitly said the same logic, that there should be an alliance, a partnership, a fusion between the interests of the corporations and the interests of state and global government. He actually suggested that a better term than fascism is corporatism. That's what the World Economic Forum attempts to advance, is a global fascism, a global corporatism. They don't hide it. They use different words. But, you know, I'm kind of pretty dug in on trying to use plain talk that people understand and not hiding things behind fancy words. I can go all sciency and use plenty of fancy words too, but that doesn't help people to understand things. And what the WEF is promoting is global fascism.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, so it wasn't the
swab clip, but they're taught, but, and I have one of those, but, you know, the intros, but it's the right clip with Malone talking about fascism and what it is and Mussolini. And this is one thing that drives me crazy about the left at this point. Oh, you guys are fascist. You guys don't even know what a fascist is.
Right.
I mean, they're calling the people that are calling for rights, you know, the government being limited and being contained, you know, by a constitution that, you know, has a specific and enumerated powers so that they can't do anything else because the people, the other laws are up to the people and themselves at the local level so that they can run their own lives and have freedom. And that what they're saying is you're a fascist when they're the ones that are partnering up with the fascists.
And, of course, what's an interesting thing that I've noticed here over this last little bit of maybe these last 2 weeks, we've seen the Great Reset starting to come across all these different platforms. We've seen people waking up to it, people starting to call it out for what it is. I'm seeing it all over TikTok. And interestingly enough, in that same period of time, everything has shifted. Now it's called the New World Order again.
You're lost in the world order.
But seriously, so in that same period of time, now we come back on March 29th, are we ready for a new world order at the World Government Summit, which has 140 countries getting together? This is their tagline for their opening. Diplomacy is being redefined by unprecedented threats and opportunities on a global stage, such as the COVID-19 pandemic and the digital landscape. Such developments, coupled with geopolitical trends, are shifting global dynamics where emerging powers are exerting new influence in this session. Global thought leaders share their reflections on the changing world order and its impact on the course of history, illustrating the need for a new statecraft that advances trust, inclusion, and future preparedness. But they all get together on this whole thing, and the end game is 2030. You'll own nothing and you'll like it.
Yeah, I don't think it's really working out that way for them. And I think that what's happened is they're having to rush their agenda because the people are waking up much faster than they thought. I really believe this because the Internet kind of leveled the playing field a little bit after everybody started figuring out how to use it for their benefit and to get information out. So I think that's what this is about. They're starting to see this whole thing getting thrown out on the level of that's never been seen before by people rising up together. So I think that we're winning, we're changing the narrative, but now they're trying to fast track this whole thing on us because they see that their world plans of global domination and Dr. Evil crap is starting to kind of blow up in their face a little bit because they haven't been hiding it, but it's coming out. And once people realize what these guys are really all about, this isn't about saving the planet. This isn't about climate change. This isn't about, you know, anything but taking over the world. These guys are right out of a frickin' James Bond flick.
They are. And, but it's important to know who these players are. Like Dan Crenshaw, 2019. He was a guy who was a player for the Young World Shapers and for the World Economic Forum, and so they quietly removed his thing. But if you go to the Wayback Machine, you can still see he's one of these guys. Ivanka Trump remains very good friends with Chelsea Clinton, even despite their parents, and because WEF Young Global Leaders build strong relationships. She actually was honored in 2014, but let me double check. So in 2014 was honored as a young global leader by the World Economic Forum. 2015, most recently, Ivanka was also honored.
Well, let's go to a short break. Let's go to a real quick break. We'll come back and we'll finish it out with the last part of the show.
Unless are you ready to go there, Mr. Travis?
Go to a break here.
Always, man. Come
on. All right. Let's go to a break then. I sure didn't ask that.
so true. Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my door. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Here's where I think this is going. This is honestly what I think. When you read their books, when you read Charles Schwab's book.
Charles Schwab.
Whatever like his that. Name is.
Charles Schwab.
That's pretty
Schwab.
Good. That's good. I like that. Charles Schwab.
How you yes. said it works. Do you have investments in Charles Schwab?
When you read his book, when Klaus. You read through what he's
Klaus.
Got. Klaus.
The name is Klaus.
Of course it is.
As opposed to Dieter.
When you read his book, they need to push this transhumanism because they still need to be considered people after they're dead.
They're talking about, in these forums, hacking people so they're half human and half... I mean,
and
these
robots.
Guys are way out there.
Yeah, they
Have
are.
You seen his little
yep.
bald professor guy that is like second in command to Klaus?
They want to be... Yeah, we played him a couple weeks ago. Yeah. But the thing about it is they want to transcend God in their own words. They want to become him. So when you look at this right here, as first reported by the Daily Star, Moscow-based Dmitry Ikrov argues that the human body in its current form is just a shell and that artificial bodies, which will allow people to live as long as 150 years, could become a reality over the next 25 years.
But you're, saying, founder, I'm, you're saying I'm not a god?
The founder of the New Media Stars, a company he sold reportedly for $1 billion, is a major player in the 2045 initiative, which is aiming to eliminate aging and even death with the help of the Internet. Now, when you look at these people, you got George Soros that is one butterfly's breath of a wing away from death. He's been around so long.
We can only hope.
But... they want to continue on living, and they want to push this transhumanism narrative.
And I'll tell you what, and then it gets real weird into the adrenal chrome thing, and
yep.
these guys are like freaking I mean, it sounds so off the cuff, so weird that these guys could even be considered this, but we heard it from Bongino a week or so ago. These guys are selling blood, too. Now, that sounds off the charts, but look it up. I mean, they're really doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know how bad it gets. All I know is, would you be so shocked at anything? I'm not even saying that that's true. As much as I'm saying all of this stuff coming together, who knew that there was going to be this big world moving order?
All you got to do is listen to the things that are coming out of their own mouths. They want to live for 150 years by uploading their brains into the metaverse. And they have bodies that they're trying to make for remote bodies to be able to do this. So ideally, in their case, what I believe that I think that they're doing, based upon reading their literature, hearing their words, they want to upload themselves so when they die, they can still rule and control just as they've always done.
You'll have to sacrifice yourself so that we can be gods.
I think about that. That's sci-fi crap.
I know. It is.
Well, it's
it
beyond
is.
Sci-fi. I mean, hello?
Go to the Dan Bongino show, the one he just published. It's number episode 1738, disturbing video reveals what their new world order looks like. We're not making this stuff up, folks.
But it makes sense because you look back at that 2016 article that I read here. You can still find it on the Rumble channel, rumble.com/fires, F-I-R-E-S. And look for the Great Reset in their own words. The ending article of that, they talk about how they're going to know what you think and know even what you dream. How are they going to do that? How are they going to get there? Well, clearly they're talking about uploading their brains to the metaverse.
Well, now we got
a
mass shooting in Sacramento.
In Sacramento, yeah.
We just saw that 10 injured, 6 dead, downtown Sac.
And, of course, Governor Newsom's all over it about, you know, it's the gun. We have gun problem.
It's we're living in definitely interesting times, and we're coming to the end of the show here.
It's the gun's fault that it happened.
You know, it's incredible what we're living through right now. But stay strong, stay brave out there, because that's what it's going to take. We got to step up.
And don't forget, get involved. There's Board of Supervisor meeting this week. There's meet and greet with candidates and all of
there's
that.
There's a meet and greet over at the Red Lion right now for Rachel Hamm. And those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You're born original, don't die a copy. Remember, government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force like, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5. Have a good week.
All gun control is racist.
Freedom is the only thing. Means a day to me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.